Welcome to All Roads 65 Max Radio, where the road ahead gets brighter as we journey toward truth, traveling through our dreams and inspiration into a new reality. It's time, and your ticket is waiting. All aboard All Roads Lead 65 Max with Pamela Henderson.
Greetings and welcome to BBS Radio, All Roads 65 Max Radio with your host, Pamela L. Henderson. 65 Max Entertainment, Inc. presents Akil Shabazz, a.k.a. Akil. Greetings to you, Akil.
Pamela?
Yes, hi. Greetings to you. I thought I lost you for a minute.
No, I'm here. I was just listening, you know. Listen to the show. Sound good. That intro sound nice.
Oh, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, my name is Akil. My stage name is Akil, formerly known as Hatchet the First. I used to go by Hatchet the First, but I'm going by Akil, my real name. I'm keeping everything real this time. I'm coming out of Oakland, California, you know, under 65 Max Entertainment. And I'm putting out hot music, man. You know, I've been doing it for a little while, and I'm ready to show y'all what I got going on.
Okay. Growing up in California, did you have any struggles you have endured, and how did you conclude that there was a need, as you said, you changed your name from Hatchet the First to Akil. So where did the change come from for you to understand that for the betterment of your future?
It came like, because I'm a Muslim.
Okay.
You know, I was born Muslim. And I always wanted to, I kind of wanted to go with my real name, Akil, for a long time, but I just went with Hatchet because it was my way of rapping. The way I rapped, it was like a choppy style, fast and choppy. So I just went with Hatchet, you know what I mean, trying to go with like a weapon or something. But as I grew up, you know, that's when I was a little bit younger. Everybody wanted to name themselves after a weapon or some kind of gun or something. Right. But, you know, so I just went with like Hatchet the First. And as I got older, you know what I mean, got more into my religion and everything, I was just like, man, I'm just keeping everything 100. I'm just going to change my name to Akil. It's, you know, it's my real name. It's a nice stage name. And it's not as long as Hatchet the First, and it's real, you know what I mean? So that's what I really want to do is, like, give my real name and give real content with my throughout my music and stuff like that.
Right. I remember that because I remember when we were working with Chart Vision, and I remember the director, Warren, he had stated about he really liked Akil. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he do. You know, that's one thing I did take from there, you know, that too, you know, that always stayed in my head too. And people always told me, like, why don't you just use your real name, Akil? That's hard anyway. I'm like, I know, huh? I just never did it. You know, I just never did it. I just went with what me and my friends was going with at the time. But as I just got older and departed from that and got into my own shit, my own music and my own ways, I just, you know, changed my name to Akil. Went by Akil, my regular name.
That's beautiful.
I spell it differently, though. A-K-I-L. You really spell it A-Q-U-E-E-L. But, you know, just changed the little spelling so it can be easier for people to pronounce when they see it.
Right. Yes. That makes sense. A lot of sense. Well, you know I mean? I met you in 2005. So tell me how you met Ron, the CEO of 65 Max Entertainment.
Ron, slap. well, slap. You know, I met Ron through Chris Chips.
Okay.
You know, me and Chris, I knew Chris Chips. Me and Chris Chips kind of grew up together and did a few songs together back in the day. And he seen that I was serious with my music, and he was like, man, why don't you just come with me and to 6-5 Max. I know this guy named Ryan Henderson who really like our music, and he talked about getting behind us. And I'm like, yeah, I want that. You know, I mean, I was by myself, solo. I didn't have nothing going on, so I jumped on it.
Right.
And
okay.
The rest is, okay. You know, he took me out to the studio. I met Ryan. We vibe real good. I like what he was saying, and he was digging our music, and we became more than just kind of like friends, you know, like more like brothers.
Right, right. That family atmosphere.
Yeah, and that's what I like about it, that family atmosphere, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay. So tell me, what are your thoughts on the current state of the game in the music industry?
I don't know. I mean, you just got to go hard, I guess. I mean, it is what it is. People like what they like, you know. You just got to, if you really want to get out there, you got to really hustle hard and put your money behind it and get out there like everybody doing in the game. I mean, they're getting it, you know. I mean, I don't listen to all the music, but some of it's dope.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
go ahead.
I mean, the music, I mean, I don't listen to all the music, you know, but some of it's cool, and I guess it's really like a work ethic, like the business aspect of it, you know?
Right, right.
That really gets you out there.
Well, let's just say, like you said, you were young when you first began as an inspiring artist, and it was a lot of things that you had to learn that you needed to do, personally, so to help you. And now in this current state of the game, I think that you have grown a lot pertaining to the needs as a independent artist yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so what do you feel is the best song you have ever released, and why?
Dang. man, I don't know. You know, this song, I mean, the new stuff that I'm doing now is really good. You know, I elevated my style. We got better beats, better production. So I think that the song that I got out now with Chris Chips is like one of the hottest and best songs out, because we're getting real feedback from that. Like the people, everybody that hear it loves it. Even JV from 94.9 loved the song, and Graham liked the song on Twitter. They even retweeted it for me. So that never happened to none of my songs.
Okay.
You know,
that's
and
good to know.
Yeah, and just getting great feedback from this song, and the way it's produced and the way it's mixed and mastered this time is we've got a good production going on. Shout out to Mike at Backyard Studios. And,
Mike, I think he's still at it, huh?
Mike, no, he's recording. This is another Mike.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that ain't late night Mike. This is another Mike.
Okay.
But I think the song that I got right now, Keeping It Litty.
Okay.
With Chris Chips.
Which we'll be hearing that shortly. Welcome to BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max Radio, with your host, Pamela L. Henderson, and my guest, Ikeel Shabazz, a.k.a. Ikeel. Greetings to you, Ikeel. You still with me?
Greetings. I'm still with y'all, man. How y'all doing today? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We out here, All Roads Lead.
Right, right. So, getting back to my next question to you is, I had listened to your song called Keeping It Litty, which we're going to be playing shortly off the album DC2. And I have to say, it is a hot song. And can you tell us a little bit about the song before we play it?
Keeping It Litty. We keeping it litty. We keeping it litty. It's like a you know, we just made a song to keep it. We keeping it lady through the bullshit that's going on today. Sorry for the cussing. For all the madness that's going on, we still keeping it litty, you know. one of my producers sent me the beat. I wrote the hook down, sent it to Chris Chips, and we just went into the studio and knocked it down, you know.
Right.
It's like a party vibe, street party vibe, you know what I mean? Like a street party or in the party, you keeping it litty, you know, keeping a party jump. That's what it's about. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. And so, but what is the concept about? So, you know, I'm trying to really, like, understand the concept itself. You know what I mean? I know you just explained about how you came up, because I look at the hook is nice, and the hook with keeping it litty is great.
Mm-hmm.
But more about the song itself, what else besides the BS that you're referring to?
Like, I'm just it's a party song. It's like a party vibe type song.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a party song, you know, just, and then in the middle of them talking a little bit about myself and, you know, just like, just when me and Chris get together in the lab, we just come up with hot shit. I mean, sorry, with hot songs. And this is one of them. I mean, the concept behind it was just keeping it litty. Litty means keeping,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Litty, the word litty is like lit. It comes from the word lit. Like, I'm lit right now. Like, but not, I'm not talking about high. I'm talking about being like lit. Like, we popping right now. Like, we trending. That's that kind of stuff. Or keeping it litty, like, we keeping the party hyphy, jumpy, you know what I mean? Keeping the party going, keeping it litty instead of being like dull, like, you know, just keeping it going, just keeping the party jump, keeping the party jumping. I mean, keeping it litty.
Right.
I put on for my city, you know what I mean? Then I shot the video in Oakland, you know what I mean? So, letting everybody know that I put on for my city. That's where I'm from. And we're trying to get this money, you know what I mean?
Right.
Stacking
right.
These hundreds, turn it into thousands, and flip that into millies.
Okay. I'm with you on that. I came across a statement on social media that stated that artists are not creating a body of music. Now, I know that you guys been at this since 2006, and I know we've been putting in a lot of work and everything. And can you tell me your opinion, how many albums you have created, and what about the singles and the mixtapes you have put out? So do you feel that you haven't put out a body of music, or just, you know, one here, one there? How you feel about that?
I feel that I put out a body of music, you know, starting from 06. Putting out Deadly Combination, me and Chris Chip's first album, you know.
Go ahead. I just wanted to say, yeah, we was listening to that last night. mean,
old school.
You know, but some of that was, I mean, hot. I liked it.
You know. You know, I haven't heard it in a while, but I got I say I got a little catalog. It's not long, but, you know, I got a nice little body of music.
Okay.
You know,
so how did you guys come up with the name, The Deadly Combination?
I think Chris came up with that. Chris came up with it. We were just trying to go over some names and figure out what, you know, would stand out and what's a good tag team name. And he just came out with, he said, like, Deadly Combination. I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. And we can put, like, DC. Like, we could have, like, a DC logo. And I'm like, that's kind of cool, you know what I'm saying? So we just stuck with it.
Right. Yeah, but, I mean, to me, I mean, I love that, the Deadly Combination back in the day.
I mean, we
that
come together.
What?
Go ahead.
I said, that was hot. I remember traveling through the Bay Area with those songs, don't you?
Right. Hell yeah. You know? Footworking all through the Bay Area, open mics everywhere, going to L.A., trying to get it out there.
Right. Well, I know it's one of the songs that we're not going to play today, but I did hear last night. And you got a New York feel. Is that the other song that we will be playing later on called Authentic?
Yeah, it's got a New York feel to it, a little hip-hop feel, you know? Yeah, it's called Authentic. And it got that real hip-hop feel to it. I wanted to bring that back to the forefront, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot of trap music going on and everybody doing all kind of dancey songs.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so I wanted to bring some real hip-hop. I mean, that's what I'm representing, hip-hop. So, you know, I had to put, a hip-hop track on there.
Yeah, I was like, look at him. He is growing, right?
You know, I don't have one style. You know, I listen to the beat.
And that is true.
You know, I listen to, thank you, and I listen to the beat, and I'm all like, okay, I'm going to come like this, boom, 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 boom. I do what the beat tell me to do. I just can't come with one little style on every beat, the same pattern, you know? So I always come different. That's just how I operate.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. I'm very, very looking forward to hearing your whole album and everything. I really do like it though. That I do.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah. So, I've been sitting on it, you know, I've just been sitting on it. I didn't know. Didn't know what to do with it, you know, so I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, I do, honestly. It's nice. So that brings me to the next question. Which musicians have you collaborated with, and who would you like to collaborate with next?
What kind of is a big musician?
Doesn't matter. Who would you like to collaborate with in the future?
Well, I want to collaborate with some singers like her. Mm-hmm. You know, I would love to collaborate with J. Cole, Dave East, Jeremiah. You know, Lil Baby, I want to collab with him. There's a few people I would like to collab with out there.
Okay, that makes
you know,
sense.
You know these people.
Yeah, Lil Baby. I seen him. I see a lot of videos.
Yeah, he's popping right now. I mean, I've been following him since before he even got where he at right now, so.
Really?
Yeah. I've been following Lil Baby.
And what is the other gentleman name, too? There's another guy. I'm trying to think of his name.
Da Baby?
Yeah. Is that that's not the same person, though, right?
No, they're two different people.
Oh, okay. Okay.
One is called Lil Baby. The other one's called Da Baby.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. So I seen the handsome son and your beautiful daughter. So you have a family. How long you been married? Tell us about that.
I've been married for about 6 years. I mean, not
it's
6 years.
That long?
let me see. Yeah, almost. It's been five years or something like that.
Wow.
Time go by fast. My son is 6. My son just turned 6, July 6th, and my daughter is 3.
Wow. Yeah, they're getting big. I see pictures of them on social media and everything.
Yep. Mm-hmm. He go to summer school, so I just got back from doing that. Yeah, they're trying it out, you know. They're trying out the thing for the COVID-19 to see.
Oh yeah, because I was getting ready to say, really?
They only got like 4 or 5 kids, and they 6 feet apart. They got masks on, and they got their face shield covers, and it's working. I mean, it's only about 4 or 5 of them students in one class, and I'm, you know.
Okay, that's beautiful.
He was doing it on the computer, but now he went going to school now, get out the house.
Okay, so how you feel being the power is fatherhood?
It's good. I always knew I was going to be a father. I always knew I was going to be a daddy. I just felt that way when I was a kid. And my kids are mixed, and I always had a feeling that I was going to have mixed kids. I don't know. I don't know why. And I always said I'm going to have a boy and a girl, and that's what I got.
Okay. Okay. You have it anymore? You going to have it anymore?
No.
Yeah, I know.
Absolutely
I have
not. I don't know how my mama did it with 7 kids. My mama had 7 kids, and I got 2. And I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, that's a job itself. Now you see how women feel, huh?
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm at the house while the wife is at work. So I'm really feeling it. I'm really doing the housework of cleaning and doing this, that, and the third. I ain't mad, though.
That's
all good.
That's right. Okay. Well, we getting ready to play Keeping It Litty. I'm excited to hear it and everything. So let's go ahead and let's get that song on, Keeping It Litty.
Okay. This is Keeping It Litty by Chris Chips and Akil, DC2, album dropping soon.
We keeping it litty, we keeping it litty, we keeping it litty. I put on for my city, I put on for my city, I put on for my city. Yeah, it could get gritty, yeah, it could get gritty. Sometimes it ain't pretty, we stacking these hundreds, turn out into thousands, and flip out into millies. We keeping it litty, we keeping it litty, we keeping it litty. I put on for my city, I put on for my city, I put on for my city. Yeah, it could get gritty, yeah, it could get gritty. Sometimes it ain't pretty, we stacking these hundreds, turn out into thousands, and flip out into millies.
Watch how I walk on the beat. Big racks, watch how you talking to me. Watch how the car start with no key. Bang on him. Bitch tryna argue with me. Cut off of that fake ish. Worse than these ain't shit. The photo is big as a spaceship. On house arrest rocking the anklet. Where Louis and Gucci the same ish. Knowing I'm thugging that gang shit. Can't push you on that lame ish. You walking with you was insane shit.
Boy, I go ape in his.
Like I wear babe in his shit. Tell bro to break down the wood and put a whole eighth in that beer. Ayy, the bitches go crazy for chips. Hop off the Mercedes with clear.
We keeping it litty, we keeping it litty, we keeping it litty. I put on for my city, I put on for my city, I put on for my city. Yeah, it could get gritty, yeah, it could get gritty. Sometimes it ain't pretty, we stacking these hundreds, turn out into thousands, and flip out into millies. We keeping it litty, we keeping it litty, we keeping it litty. I put on for my city, I put on for my city. Yeah, it could get gritty. Yeah, it could get gritty. Sometimes it ain't pretty. We stacking these hundreds, turn out into thousands, and flip out into millies.
Fully loaded with an extra clip, but I don't really need it. This is a kill shot. They say don't say a soul when you make a buck. God got it, so I will not. Before I eat, I say bismillah. Eat Mediterranean with baklava. Turned up like a make the party jump like Mardi Gras. She fell in love with the shoes. She fell in love with the dude. She fell in love with the crew. She was really confused. She really didn't know who to choose. That be my tribe. That be my guys. They always be down for the slide. I know you feeling the vibe. The feeling you get when you catch that feeling inside. Wake up early, fly straight to the money and get there with no layover. Time to colonize rap with this real skin. Get ready for the takeover. I create hits. I spit fire. My lyrics dope like A. Wayola. They say the game is rough terrain, but I'ma ride that game like a Range Rover.
We keeping it litty. We keeping it litty. We keeping it litty.
I put on for my city. I put on for my city. I put on for my city. Yeah, it could get gritty. Yeah, it could get gritty. Sometimes it ain't pretty. We stacking these hundreds. Turn out into thousands. And flip out into millies.
We keeping it litty. We keeping it litty. We keeping it litty.
right. Yes, sir.
Right on. Yeah. We're keeping it litty, you know.
Right.
We're keeping it litty.
Yeah.
You know, putting on, we're keeping it litty. We're putting on for our city.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
sometimes mm-hmm. it ain't pretty. Nowadays, you know, sometimes it ain't pretty, but we still keeping it litty. And we out here getting this money. You know what I mean? So that's what the song is about.
Yeah, I'm loving that. I'm loving that. The beat is nice. Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. Shout out to Twan, the beat maker, for that. It's a producer out of Atlanta. He always hit me up. Be like, he always hit me up with deals for beats, so I had to snatch that one up.
Okay. Yeah. That was a good look there. That was a good look. And
absolutely.
You know me, I'm like, I tell you in a minute.
You're like,
right. You know how I do. I'm not
like. Can
you
do something a little better than that?
Absolutely.
But we got good feedback from everybody on social media and on the streets. So I think it's a good turnout. I think came out to be a good song.
Okay. Well,
and right now we're pushing it all over the radio. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get it played all over the other FM stations, and just trying to grow that fan base.
That's right. So tell me, how do you separate yourself from other artists, and why did you change your artist name? I know we talked about that earlier, and
yeah,
I
we
know
talked
it had
about
a
that
lot
earlier.
To do with. Yeah, about from
me growing
from
up,
Hatchet.
Me growing. I grew up from Hatchet, from a little kitty Hatchet playing around to a grown man I killed. You know what I mean? And staying straight and being focused and going hard and serious with my craft. What separates me from the rest, you know, because what separates me from the rest is that I keep my head down and focus on me and what I'm doing. You know, I don't get caught into what everyone's doing, what's trending, and trying to be like the next rapper or the next hot song that's out. I just do me, keep my head down and do me. And, that's just, you know, and put out hot music.
Okay. Well, we're going to keep it rolling. And that brings me to the next song called Authentic off the album Dope Music, only Volume 2. Did I say that right? Okay.
DMO.
Okay. And tell us about that song.
That's the name of the album?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the album?
Well, the name of the album is Dope Music Only Volume 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But the song that we're getting ready to play is called Authentic.
That's right.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about that song.
Authentic is it's a hip hop feel to it. You know, I'm talking about bringing hip hop back. The music, you know, the feeling like it's a hip hop song. Like as soon as you hear, you're like, okay, that's that hip hop ish right there. You know what I mean? I don't sound like I'm from the Bay Area or nothing, or from down south. It's like straight hip hop style going on there. Just one of my other styles that I got going. another personality I got, I guess. And you know, that's what it's really about, is hip hop. And I just brought it back to the hip hop feel and the hip hop stage. That's where it came from.
Okay.
That's all this rap and everything else came from, is hip hop, and everyone's sticking to the trap and the rap. So I just brought it back to the hip hop. Bam.
Right. That just shows your creativity, right?
Exactly. And that shows I'm not following what's out there. I'm not following everybody. I'm not trying to be like this rapper. I mean, I might want to collab with a few of these rappers that's out there, but I'm not trying to do the same music they're doing. You know what I mean? I just do mine. I mean, you know, just do you. Everybody like different kind of music. You know what I mean? So that's what I've been doing.
As the song says, being the authentic you, right?
Yeah, being the all, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So we're getting ready to play the song now, Authentic.
Authentic, yeah.
Hip hop back.
What's up, real hip hop?
Hey, yo, I've been legit. To get in my clique, you need a membership. Kicking all fake rappers out, no more counterfeits. I'm certified, homie, no lie. Check my certificate, nominated by the people. I'm not just saying it. My mind's benign, my words be my bullets. I'ma start spraying it. Do number two on them, turn around and do the opposite. Swagger on astronomical, swaggerologist. Several different ways I know how to spit rapologist. Hit him with a bunch of punchlines, then a karate kick. To the side of his dome, watch him fall and lose consciousness. If people want the hip hop back, well, I'm on top of it. Bringing it into rap whackness, it's the apocalypse. Dumb it down to art form for a profit, put a sock in it. I achieved important things, I'm proud of my accomplishments. Count your blessings, block out the negative, become more positive. They want you to think that hip hop is dead, now that's preposterous.
I said they want that hip hop back. Real hip hop. Hip hop. They said they want that hip hop back. Real hip hop. Hip hop. They said they want that hip hop back. Real hip hop. Hip hop. They said they want that hip hop back. Real hip hop.
Hey, yo, flow sick, the realest, dopest, fire ferocious. Hopped on Facebook and posted it, now everybody knows it. My money coming stacked, put it on my shoulder, I can't even fold it. Got a few chains and I caught the roll in, and they all frozen. Today everybody on, everybody rap, everybody glowing. I'm from a place where face get they head busted wide open. That Golden State right across the bay, deep east side Oakland. That roasted toast, they make you throw yourself in the ocean. Your music dead, to drop the body, you must aim for the head. Getting money on the low, my pockets looking like Fat Guy and Lil Coke. The homie see me in that red carpet event, he like, that's what up though. And when you out there doing big things, don't forget about us little folks. I reply, hell no, I won't. You know I got you, that's for sure. You said when I was trying to get it off the floor, thanks for the love and the support. I'm like Rambo on the track, gears Lambo on the track, armed up with ammo on the track. What up, Zach? No Samba on the track, we just went in raw. They said they want that hip hop back, real hip hop. Hip hop. They said they want that hip hop back, real hip hop. Hip hop. They said they want that hip hop back, real hip hop. Hip hop. They said they want that hip hop back, real hip hop. Real hip hop. Hip hop.
Yeah, I like that. That sounds, I like
me
that.
Too. That okay. Sounds nice on the on that sound nice on the radio.
Right?
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that I came was... I did come different on there. I came real different.
Isn't that something when you hear a song that and you can really pay attention and listen to how you flowed on that particular track with the music and everything, and I loved it. I did like it.
You know, I got stuff like that. This album I'm gonna drop, this dope music. It's all dope music. I'm gonna drop a variety of songs. It's not gonna just be trap music and bang bang, shoot 'em up, drug dealing stuff. It's gonna be. I'm gonna do a whole album that can get played on the radio and the streets to love it as well at the same time. So.
Okay. So tell me, what are your plans with 6-5 Max Entertainment? And what would you like the world to know about the organization and your dreams and aspirations moving forward?
You know, my plans with 6-5 Max Entertainment is to just become big, just like No Limit or Cash Money or QC. I mean, somewhere up there, you know.
Okay.
We want to take it far. We're a family-type group company, and we stand down till we come up. You know, we're trying to really push it. We got clothing line coming out, some fantastic new clothes coming out, brand new drip, I should say.
Okay.
We're going hard. Everything's new. We got new logos, new clothing line, the way the clothes look, and new music, you know. So,
well, you know, change is always possible and it's always there. So tell me, how can someone reach you and listen to your music and offer you the opportunity to collaborate?
You can always hit me on IG or Twitter. My IG is at @A_KIILL. And my Twitter is at @HatchetTheFirst.
Okay. And they can also go to BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max Radio, and HatchetTheFirst information is there. And you can take a look on the homepage.
Yeah.
You have any suggestions?
I was going to say, Keeping It Litty, the song, is on all digital platforms. Everybody can go pick it up. Amazon, iTunes, Spotify, the videos on YouTube, Keeping It Litty by Chris Chips and Ikeel. You know, it run them streams up, y'all.
Yeah, and soon to be available on 65max.com and 65maxapparel.com. And
for
the last question, do you have any suggestions for other inspiring artists who are seeking to become successful in the entertainment industry?
Stay down until y'all come up, man. Don't follow the trends. Just do you. It's going to be rough. I'm not going to say it's easy. But you got to invest in yourself. Make sure you invest in yourself and do the right investments and keep putting out real music, real good music that that'll last forever, not just a one-hit wonder.
That's right. Until you win, right?
Until you win, yeah.
That's right. Okay. So I want to thank you for joining me on BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max Radio. You can also join me on my next interview on BBS Radio, All Road 65 Max. Also, check me out on allroad65max.org. To all my jewels in the world, join me, Pamela Inspires Jewels, Instagram. Or you can join me. I have launched my Patreon.com, All Road 65 Max, on the 16th. I leave you with this quote of the day. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step.
That's
right. Thank you so much. Everyone, stay safe and have a beautiful day.
All Road lead. 65 Max.
65 Max. That's right, baby. Thank you.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good one. Later.
All right.
Thank you for listening to All Road 65 Max Radio with Pamela Henderson. Join us every other week on Tuesdays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on BBS Radio Station 1. And please visit allroads65max.org and become a volunteer or sponsor and be the change you want to see in this world. With your help, we can make a difference in our society and uplift those who so desperately need our help. Thank you for tuning in.